KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
U.S. President Donald Trump's attendance at the G20 summit in South Africa in November remains uncertain amid growing diplomatic tensions. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Secretary of State Marco Rubio have snubbed G20 meetings, one of which is the foreign ministers' meeting currently taking place at NASREC in Johannesburg. The U.S. is being represented there by another senior official. But President Cyril Ramaphosa says it's not a boycott. In response to a question on whether he will attend the summit later this year, Trump repeated to reporters in the Oval Office his recent comments about South Africa.
The South African situation is very, very dangerous and very bad for a lot of people. There's tremendously bad things going on, including the confiscation of property and worse, much worse than that. You know what I'm talking about. And we're not making any payment until we find out what's going on.
Local government authorities are urging residents to remain vigilant as more rain is expected in KZN this weekend. Heavy downpours earlier this week have claimed the lives of 7 people.
6 people perishing in the eThekwini Metro, where their homes collapsed due to mudslides. And in Eshoba, under Abaqulusi local municipality, the body of a young learner that was swept away while crossing a river has been recovered this morning by search and rescue teams.
That's KZN Cocktail Senze Rwemzila, who says disaster management teams have been deployed across the province. FNB has been ordered to transfer back over 4 million rand into Guadaguza municipality's account. The funds are part of at least 30 million rand that was illegally transferred from the municipality's primary bank account with APSA. Earlier this week, it said 80% of the money had been recovered, but that 2 banks had not returned what was transferred into accounts held with them. The municipality went to the High Court to compel the banks to transfer the funds back. The second bank, Capitec, has been ordered to provide the information of the individual who owns the account that some of the money was transferred into. Municipal spokesperson Sfiso Zulu.
We are satisfied that justice is and will be done. The perpetrators must be brought to book. This is the money of the people of Guadaguza, which is meant for delivering services to them. We are happy that the High Court has made this order in these terms.
Some ratepayers believe the level of the waste collection service in the city does not justify the tariff hike that was approved by eThekwini this week. A 9.9% increase for residential refuse collection and 9% hike for businesses kicks in next month. The eThekwini Ratepayers and Resident Associations, Ish Pralath.
Why do they want to increase refuse collection when they're not doing proper refuse collection? Well, but remember one thing, refuse collection has always been delayed. Either they collect or they don't collect. Then people have to take all the refuse back into their homes. They need to put the house in order and get refuse collected on time, and then that's fine. But if you cannot put your house in order, we are definitely going to refuse the increase in refuse collection.
And Israel is expected to free over 600 inmates from jails tomorrow as part of a hostage prisoner swap with Hamas. It's being done under an ongoing Gaza ceasefire deal. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 27, Richards Bay 31. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.